Good morning to you. Welcome to Morning Tea and Allegations. Let's go ahead and get this party started, okay? Okay. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you. Welcome to Morning Tea and Allegations. This is your host, Bianca Goolsby, and you can just call me Receipt Sniper. Mm-hmm. So today's title of the episode is Dark Money and Fake Signatures. So we have a wonderful show today. So yeah, let's go ahead and just kind of break this stuff down. But first, there are some of you that are here. Some of you are here for the first time. Welcome. There are some of you that's been here before. Make sure you tag people. Make sure you share this information because this is a lot of research. This is a lot of work. And I am just so glad that y'all are here. So glad. Good morning. Good morning, y'all. Good morning. Girl, you trip. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, y'all. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Yeah. So we have a very impactful show today. And I hope that you like my new set, my new scene. We are changing things up thanks to the support of my Patreons. Thank you to the supporters of Teaching for the Culture, people who support me personally. I really appreciate you truly because this work is not for the weak. I'll say that because the attacks just be coming. People be trying it. And yeah, so let me get off my soapbox and let's talk about the agenda this morning. Amen. Amen. All right. So the morning tea agenda. All right, here we go. So we have Happy Black History Month. We have some church announcements. Amen. We also have talking about putting parents first adjustment and what that is. I can't wait to tell y'all about this foolishness. Electoral fraud, because there's some fraud that's happening from the top all the way to the state. And we're following $50 million in fake signatures. And of course, I'm going to end you with social media stuff and what YouTubers your children are following. So please make sure that you are sharing this program with folks and people know what we're talking about. So for Happy Black History Month, okay? Black history is American history, and it should not make anyone feel uncomfortable. That's my message. Let's move on to the church announcements because I have a few, actually. We're going to start with the Sunshine Education Coalition. The Sunshine Education Coalition, let me go ahead and put this up. They are having the 28 Days of Black Brilliance. Amen. It starts on February the 7th. And the theme for that week is cultivating genius. So I don't want you to miss the event. In fact, there's an ad that I want to play for you to get you ramped up for what the Sunshine Education Coalition is doing. Here's the clip.
Hi, I'm Angela Schroden, Secretary of the Sunshine Education Coalition, a grassroots organization focused on illuminating and, most importantly, eradicating the school-to-prison pipeline, founded by my friends and mentors, Denise Thomas and April Cobb. And we are very pleased to present our 28 Days of Black Brilliance event, where each week we will focus on a different topic that is highlighting Black brilliance and preventing Black brilliance from being recognized. We are encouraging you to join us on week 7, titled Nurturing Greatness, where we are going to focus on how do schools affect the abilities of our Black students and how are they either promoting or preventing Black brilliance from being recognized. And as you can see here, we have decades and decades of research and data pointing to literacy scores, math scores, that are showing that our Black students are not being provided the types of education that are allowing them to demonstrate the brilliance that they have and bring to the table. Because anytime that an operating system, like a school or a curriculum, consistently fails a specific set of people, there is not something wrong with the people, there is something wrong with the system, the institution, or the curriculum. And because we all believe that Black students are brilliant, we'd like to take a look and have a conversation about what are the ways we can nurture that, promote it, and provide spaces for our children to thrive and not just survive.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. The Sunshine Education Coalition is nothing to mess with. They are out here in the community making sure that they dismantle the school to prison pipeline. Please make sure that you support them. Please go to their website, sunshineeducationcoalition.org. Next on the church announcements, amen, there is an event that y'all need to be aware of that is sponsored by USF, and it's for educators. So there is the 5K for K-12. It is March 26, 2022 at the University of South Florida. You can register to this event by going to our special link, which is the bit.ly TFTC5K. Okay, please make sure that you are supporting education. All the proceeds go to supporting education resources and also programming for the actual university. So just thank you again and make sure that you register for the 5K. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, so next on the church announcement, I just want to just tell you that all of these effects have been done through Canva. And so I want to just be very transparent. When Canva first started, I had a lot of stuff to say about it, just being a pro Adobe user, but all of the effects that you see here today have been done majorly in Canva. So I just want to just go ahead and just shout out this link right here that you can go support. Ooh, I actually did not put this up here on my, y'all, I'm tripping. Hold on. Oh, I did it as a video. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Ooh, I messed up on that one, y'all. Look at that. That was my fault. That was my bad. See, I need to get a sound effect for that, because that was my bad. Let's try that again. So Canva is amazing. And so, yeah, please check out my link, partner.canva.com. And then, of course, my name. If you want to get a free trial for Canva, I highly recommend it, support it. So please do it. Also, just for the church announcements, that if you have an event or a program that you want to promote on Teaching for the Culture, please email us and send us a message at hi@teachingfortheculture.com. Okay. Last part of the church announcements. Okay. Let's go ahead and play my disclaimer. Now, I was actually going to change it up, but there were some people this week that really tried it in my comments as if I haven't clearly stated my Facebook page is not a democracy. I don't go back and forth with people. I don't gossip. I provide receipts. So just for old time's sakes, let's just run it again to just make sure all hearts and minds are clear. Thank you, church members, as we have additional announcements and disclaimers that require your full attention. I report the news, so don't try me with a copyright. In addition, the views and opinions on Morning Tea and allegations belong to me. If you have any questions, bring your receipts so that we can talk. If you get froggy with me, don't expect me to go high and be the bigger person. I will clap back and sage later. God is still working on me. Thank you for your attention and govern yourselves accordingly. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. We're going to talk about this putting parents first adjustment. Okay, I've told you about Representative Randy Fine, who is actually the chair of the pre-K through 12 appropriations subcommittee. Okay, y'all need to know y'all elected officials. So at the budget meeting, they were talking about education on Thursday, and he decided that he wanted to propose stripping $20 million from the school boards that required wearing a mask that defied Governor Ron DeSantis' mask mandate order. He also stated that we need to follow Florida law, and that Florida law and following it is not optional. And he ultimately said that he wanted to award the school districts that put the parents first. And so we continue to see our state representatives just really be malicious. First of all, as far as the ranking and funding, we're towards the end of the list. So the fact that we are stripping money away because y'all want to have this fight still about wearing a mask in this global pandemic where people are dying. Who does that help? It does not help the children. So this is just petty politics, just playing. And these are your state representatives. These are the people you need to hold accountable, hold responsible, because it is not right. Okay. So I just want to let you know that stuff is happening. Y'all need to watch the Florida Channel. These are the folks that are making these decisions on behalf of you and your children, which, by the way, speaking of Florida, it actually ranks the 11th worst state to raise a family in 2022. Now, you know, I'm not going to say anything like that unless I have my receipt. So actually, let's go ahead and share it with you. So let's share my screen right here. So Wallet Hub partnered up with so many researchers and psychologists and just researching the data. And when they actually reviewed every state as far as education, affordability, Florida is 39. It's at the bottom of the list, folks. So this is why I say we have to be intentional, because we have these elected officials that claim and say that we are making Florida the best state. However, it is ranked the 11th worst state to raise a family. So that is just the news. And I'm just like, oh, hell no. Okay, let's move on. So we have hate crimes that are rising, particularly in the state of Florida. I'm not sure where all this came from, these protests and these rallies and these signs, and what happened to HB1? We have Republicans and the Republican Party issued a statement yesterday and actually said that the attack on the Capitol was legitimate political discourse. It's really sad what's happening. It's really sad, the state of our nation and our state. But this is what's happening. And all while all of this is happening, you have lawmakers that are cutting corporate tax for Florida businesses, which only accounts for 1% of businesses in the state of Florida. And they have a $1 billion tax cut now. So between all of this chaos, now we need to talk about some people that need to go to jail, because if you can't win, just cheat, clearly. So this is why it's important to be intentional with your vote, from these gambling petitions to voter registrations. The tea is hot. So I hope that you buckle up for this. And let's start with the national bombshell. OK, so former Vice President Pence issued a statement. And I'm just going to roll the clip.
President Trump is wrong. I had no right to overturn the election. The presidency belongs to the American people and the American people alone. And frankly, there is no idea more un-American than the notion that any one person could choose the American president. Under the Constitution, I had no right to change the outcome of our election.
You are fake news.
So nationally, this is what Pence is saying all this time. And then he had the nerve to say it in Florida. So that just makes this real spicy. He was actually in the state of Florida saying this. So this what I believe. I believe that now that Mike Pence is aware of all of Trump and being investigated and all these rabbit holes that are coming out and all these people that work for Trump that are now convicted felons. Now he's like, you know what? I got to stand on the truth. So while people are still claiming that the election is rigged and voter fraud, let's actually talk about what's happening in our state of Florida, because I think y'all need to be aware of this. And if y'all are not tagging people and letting people know about what's happening, I don't know what else to tell you. But let's go ahead and get started, because there are thousands of petitions that are not matching voter files. There are fake signatures, and there are so much happening in the state of Florida. And we're going to start with these gambling petitions. And I just want to give a shout out to Julie Marcus, which is the Pinellas Supervisor of Elections, and she deserves a round of applause. So let's go ahead and do that. Yeah. So Julie Marcus actually sounded the alarm on the gambling petitions, having fake addresses, fake signatures, and the people who were paid to collect these signatures. By law, they're supposed to be identified. Let's just say some of those folks don't exist either. So Eight on Your Side actually reported something and posted this video on Twitter on January 27, 22. And I want to share this video with you because we need to talk about it. So let me go ahead and get it pulled up. Oops. Do share screen. Boom.
This is what we are talking about. It's a constitutional amendment petition form. People sign it and off it goes. Last week, we found evidence that many of the people signing this form do not exist. What's worse, tonight, we have learned some of the people in charge of getting the signatures don't exist either. And that's against the law.
These are not the voices of our voters.
Pinellas Election Supervisor Julie Marcus was the first to sound the alarm about likely phony petitions for a proposed amendment to expand casino gaming. Tonight, we've learned the suspected fraud extends to at least six Bay Area counties. Petitioners believe to be manipulating the process by filing fake forms instead of gathering the signatures of real voters.
What's happening is you potentially have a person creating people and filling out forms and pretending as though they're voters.
Have you ever seen alleged fraud on this level before?
I have not seen this.
By law, the people who get paid to collect signatures must register with the Florida Department of State, giving their name an address. I got the information for two petitioners accused of committing crimes against voters, so I went to track them down. One petitioner states that they live at 9302 Park Boulevard. Now, we have walked up and down the street looking for a home, but we found nothing but a wall. Different petitioner.
Head west on 15th Avenue South.
Same story. This wasn't a real address.
It says I'm 46 feet away. 36.
You've arrived. Hmm.
The Pinellas Property Appraisers website confirms there's no building at the alleged home of two Florida petitioners. Tonight, it appears these criminals aren't just filing fake forms with supervisors, but also fake identities with the state.
Okay. So they didn't have enough signatures, but of course we followed the money on it. Following the money, $50 million. So let's talk about it. So I was concerned about this because there was actually another organization that was sending literature and saying that this gambling petition would help education. And I was really concerned about that. So the organization before that was called Florida Education Champions. And they had a petition and it was funded by DraftKings and FanDuel. And they fell short of signatures. So the Florida Voters and Change, which was funded by Las Vegas Sands, was on a mission to get signatures. And political consultants that were linked to the ghost candidates that lost Democratic seats in 2020 are also involved in this. Las Vegas Sands decided that they wanted to file a lawsuit on Monday and they wanted to ask for an extension because they claimed that the supervisors of elections around the state did not fulfill their duty, which we know is cap. So we're going to follow the money. So let's go ahead. I'm going to take you to the Florida Division of Elections. So let's go ahead and let's go together. We're going to go on a field trip. So let me share this link here. Okay. So, Florida voters in charge. I said change earlier, my bad. In charge. Okay. So it tells you that they were short the signatures. If you click the sponsor, it actually takes you to where you can actually see their campaign finance documents. You go through here. And again, all of this is public record, folks. So I'm doing this in real time so that you can see it. Okay. I want you to see this number that's highlighted right here. Okay. We are talking about $51 million. $51 million that was used to push this. And you had folks that were creating fake identities, submitting this to the supervisors of elections across the state, committing crimes. So I just want to know, who are we going to hold accountable? Because this is not right. It's not right at all. So again, this is public record, folks. So all the receipts that I'm talking about, it will be in my Patreon. It will be in the comments so that you can do research yourself. So you don't have to just believe and take my word for it. You go get the receipt yourself. Okay. But that's not all. Because not only did we have fake gambling petitions, but Governor Ron DeSantis and the Florida Republican Party also has some explaining to do. Here's why. So in November 2021, Governor Ron DeSantis had announced that the Republicans had outnumbered the Florida Democrats for the first time in history. And it turns out that it's all cap. Mm-hmm. So let me just show you this. This is what he stated in January. Ron DeSantis wants to make sure that we have the proper election oversight, that we have integrity, and wants to create the Office of Election Crimes and Security, and wants to spend $6 million to create this. But he's been really silent on the reports that have been happening recently. So much so that Commissioner Nikki Fried issued a statement and wrote a letter to the U.S. Attorney General. Here's the letter. She states in part that there are reports that there are multiple registered Democrats living in retirement homes in Miami-Dade County that were outraged to learn that their registration affiliation has changed without their consent after interacting with third-party voter registration representatives working on behalf of the Republican Party of Florida. All of these victims were age 65 or older. So let's go ahead and show you the video. News station WPLG posted this one and only exclusive on Twitter. And let's take a look. Ooh, that's the wrong one. Here we go.
Nicole, more people are coming forward saying it happened to them. The latest in this building, this is senior housing, a building full of super voters. And it's hard to ignore the similarities in all of their stories. They're telling us they feel targeted, and they may well be, because all voter information is public. A visit to Elections HQ.
The entire list of all the voters in the county.
For $20, it's a big public record. Information on every registered voter.
Voter's name, date of birth, registration date.
Party affiliation.
Party affiliation.
That's how a third-party voter registration organization, hundreds of them in the state, can target voters. Like an 80-something-year-old Democrat named Maria, who lives here, and other seniors, registered Democrats, who live here.
Came to my door and they asked, if I was interested in voting.
Armando, Ernesto, Juan.
And then send me to the Republican Party.
All decades-long Democrats shocked to learn that after voter registration visitors were here in November, they describe them with red Republican Party of Florida hats and IDs that they received new voter ID cards with their parties switched. We verified that in the records. Here are Juan's going back to 2010 and 16 and 19, all Democrat, until last November, Republican.
That I tell them that's illegal, that's against the law, and they say, no, you didn't write.
In the last year, records show almost 5,500 Miami-Dade Democrats show switch to Republican, just under 1,700 Republicans to Democrats.
My grandmother is a registered Democrat. The political affiliation now says Republican Party of Florida.
We are getting more reports, even tweets, about surprise changes. And while the party has not responded now, last December, the director said they follow laws and regulations with no changes without permission.
Cap.
And in fact, those third-party organizations, voter registration organizations, all registered with Florida State. They're all completely legal. The process is completely legal. And when there is a verified signature at the bottom of that change form, it's going to be really hard to know who it actually was that checked off the box.
Okay. So my question is to Governor Ron DeSantis. Ronnie, hello, Ronnie. Where are you at, Ronnie? Because where's the oversight in this? You just boasted in November about how the Republicans are out-registered Democrats. And now we're finding out that y'all are preying on the elderly. And who's going to jail? Who's going to jail? Because I'm snitching. I'm snitching. Hello? So this message is important for folks. So number one, check your voter registration status. Number two, have communication with your village about their voter registration status. And it's also important to have intentional conversations about ensuring that we have accountability, transparency, and integrity in our election process. It is vital. So the last thing on my agenda, okay? We are talking about what YouTubers, your children, are following. There was a study that was conducted to understand children's use of YouTube and the nature of wishful identification and the parasocial relationships with their favorite YouTubers. And I will have another video going deeper into that. But I want to discuss the pranks that are posted on YouTube that are actually crimes that your children love to see. I want you to meet 21-year-old YouTuber Jason Kidd. He's very popular on YouTube. In fact, I'm going to get him up on the screen in just one moment. Okay. Jason Kidd, he's very popular on social media. And I was actually introduced to him by my students years ago. On January 28, 2022, he posted a video titled "Coke Prank on Aggressive Cops." And that video has landed him a felony. Coral Springs Police has created a video, and I want us to watch it together. So let's roll the clip. No, you play him and not showing on my screen, so let's not do that. One second.
Department arrested Jason Sid and charged him for a felony for misuse of a 911 system.
911, what is your emergency?
Hello, I'm calling because I see like weird suspicious activities at a gas station.
On January 27th, 2022, Jason Sid directed an accomplice to make a 911 call to report fictitious activity. During that call, they told the 911 operator that they observed the subject going in and out of an orange Mercedes-Benz. The activity they described was consistent with narcotic sales. Jason Sid sat in the orange Mercedes-Benz as the fictitious 911 call was being made on the occupants of the orange Mercedes-Benz that they were sitting in. This was all part of a recorded prank that Jason Sid entitled Coke Prank on Aggressive Cops.
We're in the most hottest area right now, bro. Look how quick they pull up. Get your camera. How you doing, officer? Is there a problem?
I don't know. Is there a problem?
What's going on, officer?
What are you guys doing here?
We're just chilling. Yeah. We just got camera on. We're just chilling. We're hanging out.
Just chilling. Chilling and hanging out at a gas station.
No, we literally just pulled out to grab something.
We live around here, bro.
Jason Sid did this in the hopes of showing how overly aggressive police officers are when they respond to these calls. As you can see from the video, my officers responded and were polite and professional as they investigated the fictitious situation that was created by Jason Sid and his accomplices. Jason Sid hoped to show you out-of-control cops harassing three young men, but what they got were courteous, polite, and professional law enforcement officers who investigated the suspicious activity that they themselves created.
You have to tell them where you live, huh?
All right, I'm gonna come around and talk to
them. You don't have to tell them where you live, bro. Right,
where do you live?
You don't have to give them your ID. But we got stuff in the car, bro.
You got stuff in the car.
No, why would what do you say that?
I'm not going to jail for you. I'm not, bro.
Can I get my ID back, sir?
We have stuff in the trunk, officer.
Why would you tell them that, bro?
Jason Sid and his accomplices think they're funny, but what they really are doing is taking four Coral Springs police officers out of service for other true emergencies. While these officers were tied up on a made-up call, they were unavailable to respond to vehicle accidents, EMS calls like heart attacks, and other real emergencies. What if it were your family member that needed the services and the closest officer to your emergency was tied up on his fictitious call? The Coral Springs Police Department takes this seriously. I'm personally offended by the waste of our resources. This is why we immediately investigated this incident and subsequently arrested Jason Sid. This investigation is still ongoing, and other subjects may be arrested as well. Our investigation revealed that 7 emergency calls for services were delayed because of this fictitious call orchestrated by Jason Sid. Our officers regularly respond to emergency calls where a delay in response
could mean
life or death. Last year, members of my department received 27 life-saving awards responding to true emergencies and providing emergency first aid and CPR. Over the last few years, we've all seen how noncompliance with the police have led to deadly outcomes for officers and citizens alike.
Do you have ID on you?
That's what we're asking.
We're not. Take your hat off your head.
Jason Sid and his accomplices are glorifying noncompliance in an attempt to show you aggressive cops for his video. This type of behavior isn't funny, and it can lead to serious injury and death. Haven't we learned anything? You must comply with the lawful orders of police officers who are lawfully investigating suspicious incidents and or criminal activity. This is a dangerous prank that could have led to deadly consequences.
Mm-hmm.
This prank by Jason Sid and his accomplices is no laughing matter. It's not a source for his entertainment. It's a crime. I have a message for Jason Sid and anyone who misuses our 911 system and our law enforcement resources. Not in Coral Springs, because in our city, we believe in accountability. Anyone who interrupts the important public safety services we provide to our community will be held accountable and charged accordingly. Our goal is to keep our citizens safe. Our citizens help us with that endeavor, and we appreciate your continued support. As you can see, the joke's on him.
Mm-hmm. So, parents, I'm on you, okay? Your kids are watching these YouTubers. In fact, Jason had no type of empathy or regard for what took place, okay? I want you to look at this, okay? I go back to, he posted the video on his Instagram and captioned it, y'all trying to be viral so bad, LOL, y'all ain't posting 6 months. As if the police department has an intentional goal to constantly post on YouTube. When the news came to his house, he was excited that the news came. And then he was on live and was playing Kahoot with your children. And the question was, what is Kid King Sid's favorite drink? Coca-Cola. So parents, I ask you, do you know who your children are developing parasocial relationships with on social media? Do you know who they look up to? Because they see the money and the cars and the bling and the lifestyle, and don't be fooled. A lot of these YouTubers make a lot of money with ad revenue. And this is why he's able to be in the Mercedes car and have all of these items and bling and all that. That's what they promote and do. In fact, there were other YouTubers that were applauding him for this activity, for this behavior, and he now has a felony for a prank, which wasn't funny. So, parents, I'm gonna just keep it real with you. It's really hard for you to tell your children to do well in school and you can be successful when you have YouTubers such as Jason telling your children to forget school, be a YouTuber, and live like a rock star. So I hope that you enjoy this episode of Morning Tea and Allegations. I hope that we can all operate in accountability, transparency, and integrity. And again, just want to re-uplift that Sunshine Education Coalition has their 28 Days of Black Brilliance. Please make sure that you follow them and go visit their website. If you want to register for the 5K, that is also there. There's the link. And if you want to sponsor this show, it's also an opportunity for you to do that as well. So I hope that y'all have a fantastic day. And just want to just leave you with this. Safe Space is available on all streaming platforms. Thank y'all for y'all support and love. And I truly appreciate the love and support in this work that I've done and working with the producer to make this happen for our kids. So please vibe out to the positive vibes. Let's change the frequency on what we're listening to. And let's hold each other accountable, be a village, and do better. Until next time, peace.